If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work podcast, an eclectic collection of viewpoints, water cooler knowledge, and inspirational stories from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. I'm your host, Russell Newton. Thanks for listening today and hope you're doing well. Today we have another installment from the book,
Improve Your People Skills, How to Connect with Anyone, Communicate Effectively, Develop Deep Relationships, and Become a People Person. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1, Before You Open Your Mouth. When we think about people skills, what typically comes to mind are how to charm people or solve conflicts. But we can't effectively arrive at that stage without first changing the way that we view others. The thoughts and feelings we hold toward others dictate how we act toward them. This sounds obvious, but as with many aspects of people skills, it's something that we never bother to investigate or become more aware of. Whatever we feel and think tends to become our reality, whether it's just a biased perspective or we act in ways to make those thoughts come true. For instance, take the story of Clever Hans. Clever Hans was a horse that many believed could perform intellectual tasks, such as telling time and doing basic math, for example. During the early 1900s, the horse's owner, Wilhelm von Osten, made Hans somewhat of a celebrity by carting him around Germany and showcasing his talents to the public. The performance would go something like this. Austin would ask the horse to calculate the sum of 5 plus 3, and Clever Hans would tap his hoof 8 times. Of course, the crowd would go wild, and Austin would praise the horse for his superior intellect. Not everyone believed Clever Hans was so smart, though. After testing Hans under many different conditions, they discovered that he answered correctly only when he could see his prompter, and only when the prompter knew the answer to the question being asked. In other words, Hans couldn't add 2 plus 2, but when asked by someone who could, he would tap 4 times, provided he could see the questioner. The researchers further surmised that the questioners would change their body language and posture. Chapter 2, More Reasons to Stay Quiet. Here, we carry on with the same theme we started with. People skills are not necessarily about what you say. The first chapter showed that it's very much about how you think about other people that will determine your success. Humans are more observant than you might think, and if you don't have genuine feelings of curiosity, interest, and goodwill, then you're not going to get very far. The next step from having the proper thoughts about others is giving them the space to feel good while interacting with you. It's about listening, validating, and how to make people feel comfortable and safe with you. Again, not really about what you say, but about how you make them feel. These aspects, though seemingly commonsensical and easy, cannot be understated. If you don't listen to people, they will see no point in talking to you. If you don't validate people, they'll get a distinct displeasure from interacting with you. And if you don't make people feel comfortable and safe, they'll avoid you altogether. Luckily, these are all within our control. We have two ears and only one mouth. Raise your hand if this has ever happened to you. You're speaking with someone, and immediately after you finish speaking, they ignored absolutely everything you said, didn't even acknowledge it, and continued on their separate thought or tangent. It's as if they didn't hear a word of what you said, and they probably didn't. Can you imagine this happening during a theater performance? Actor number one. I want to go to the butcher shop now. Have you heard of it? Actor two. This table is fascinating. Do you think it was made in Germany? Actor 1. So, back to that butcher shop. Actor number 1 would be left confused and scrambled. Chapter 3. Your turn. Finally. It's a funny thing about people's skills. Very little is about what you actually say to other people. For most, this runs counter to their assumptions of what makes a successful and connecting interaction. But as we've seen in the first two chapters, there are very real consequences of approaching a conversation that have nothing to do with the words that come out of your mouth. Indeed, there is a very real hierarchy about what matters in interactions, especially for the purpose of people skills and effortlessly gliding in and out of situations as you please. The chapter ordering reflects this hierarchy quite nicely. Our thoughts and emotions inform our actions, and how we make other people feel is more important than how we make ourselves feel. Without those two components, you're never going to be able to create the impression that you want. It turns out that people are more adept at sniffing out fakery and insincerity than we might assume. Those two components take you to a position of setting yourself up for success. So in this chapter, we can finally explore how to make the impression that you want. In other words, what to actually say and talk about. Just keep in mind that, while an important aspect, people aren't moved or impacted by the words you'll speak. They'll only care to remember the emotions you made them feel. And thus, that is our primary focus at first. It may seem a bit odd that this is the only chapter to focus on what to say. But again, that reflects the priorities we have with people skills. This chapter may have some of the most immediately actionable pieces of advice, but arguably, every other chapter is more important to being a people. Chapter 5. Reform Yourself. One of my best friends never knows when to shut up. Most of the time, I enjoy this about him because he usually has something insightful or hilarious to say. He is forever a source of entertainment because he has no reservations about poking fun at every aspect of himself. He might be the most shameless person I know, and when he's around, you're sure to be either laughing or grimacing in a good way. His nickname in school was the post office because his mouth always delivered. He isn't, however, a great listener. This is showcased even in small instances, like when I want to rant about something inane that happened during my day, such as a driver cutting me off, or the market running out of my favorite kind of donuts, maple glazed, before I could get there. The only purpose for those rants is to burn off some of my annoyance, so it doesn't affect the rest of my day. It doesn't take long, and I'm not screaming or pounding the table. Really, all a person has to do to make me feel better is sit there, look pretty, and nod their head. No words are necessary, and I'm just looking for any type of actual understanding even. Despite all this, he just has to interject immediately and try to solve the problem or relate to an experience he had that was similar. For example, if I am indeed complaining about the absence of donuts, he'll immediately ask me what I can do about it and suggest 5 actions for me to take to find the donuts from either their source or petition the market to fry more in the afternoons. Thanks. I wanted to discover how to become obese. I appreciate the gesture, but it's downright annoying when I can't finish my thought without hearing suggestions that This has been Improve Your People Skills, How to Connect with Anyone, Communicate Effectively, Develop Deep Relationships, and Become a People Person. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King.
To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, new stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.